Welcome to Tower Talks. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Caitlin. This is the podcast where oversharing is caring and no subject is off limits.
So this week we have a special guest on the show. Everyone, welcome Addison Bingham.
Bing, bing, bing.
Hi.
So we just got back from kids camp with church a couple weeks ago, and Elliot and I and then Caitlin's husband Josh got to serve as the cook team. So we got to hang out with the kids a bunch and see what camp was really like for them. And then afterwards talking to our kids and then doing like a recap meeting with the counselors, we came up with a couple things that we thought y'all would be interested in on how camp actually goes. And Addison had a few things that she really enjoyed that the girls got to do with their counselors. So we figured we would bring her on to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Tell us how you liked camp.
It was fun. I mean, I really liked it. I had a great time.
Good.
What's your favorite part about camp?
Everything. I like everything.
I heard Uncle Josh talked you into doing the zip line.
Yeah, it was fun.
I heard he had to bribe you.
What?
He had to encourage you to do it because you didn't want to do it, right?
Yeah.
What was the theme this year? Do you remember?
Leap of faith.
So was doing the zip line a leap of faith for you?
Yeah. Oh. Also Mr. Frank's singing.
Yeah. So one thing that you talked about was how your counselors got y'all to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
And they used a flower. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
So roses, it's like the petals are something good that happened. And then the stem is something that you're looking forward to. But the thorns are something that is like hurting you or scaring you. So that's what we do.
So the girls all kind of got together and the counselors tag teamed this instead of just doing it individually with cabins. And that was kind of their icebreaker. Like, cool. You know, we'll go around. You can tell me something good that's going on in your life, something you have coming up that you're looking forward to. And then they gave them the opportunity to talk about the thorns, which was something hard that they wanted to discuss while they were there. Or they got to ask a general question about something they wanted to learn. What were some of the questions you remember?
Some of the questions were, does God really hear me when I speak? Can God help me when I need him? How do I know if I'm really saved? Did Jesus ever want to give up?
Hmm. So these are the questions that the kids were asking at camp. Like, these are the things that they think about and worry about. Did y'all get to cover any of these? Do you remember any big things you learned about them?
Well, we learned that how do I know if I'm really saved? We learn that if you just ask him, then he'll actually answer you.
Mm-hmm.
And that then you'll know, like, if I need to ask him into my heart or if I already have.
Yeah.
So.
What about, did Jesus ever want to give up?
No, never.
He had tough times, though.
Yeah.
He definitely, right before he went to the cross, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was saying, if there's any way out of this, let me know.
Yeah.
So I think that question is important because with y'all talking about the roses, everybody had a thorn, right, that they wanted to talk about. Or something that's hard for them and makes them want to give up.
Yeah, definitely.
But then you also got to see that Jesus felt like he asked God, if there's any way out of this, let me know.
Yeah.
But then he just stuck with it. He kept looking to God, right?
Yeah.
And he's our example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anything else you want to tell us about camp or something you learned?
It was amazing.
What did you learn that you didn't know before?
that there's always people around you that actually can help you get to know God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only you.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, you got us too. If you ever have any more questions.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome.
You want to go play?
Yeah.
So we were talking about how, like, these are questions that kids are actually asking people when they're given the chance to. But it's important for us as parents to, like, have these conversations with them too. But then if that's the question, like, I know some grown-ups feel the same way. Like, does God actually hear me when I'm praying to him?
Right.
So if we plug our kids into these opportunities that they have, like, get them in church, you know, let them go to a church camp. I mean, these kids spent the day eating food, taking hikes, going to the creek, swimming in the lake, going to the pool, ziplining.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout that whole experience, they're getting to ask questions like this. They're getting to watch a cool drama skit at chapel about people going back in time.
Yeah.
You know? So it's so fun for them. But then you are surrounding yourself and your kids with other people who can help you learn and help your kids learn and pour into them when they have hard questions that they may not feel comfortable talking to everybody about.
Right. But I was watching this girl I follow on Instagram was talking about how she grew up in a religious, like an actual cult,
mm-hmm.
like one of the extremes.
Yeah.
Where they kind of misuse and abuse the word of God to push their own agenda. And this girl was talking about how she got out of it, but she never abandoned her faith in God. And when people asked her, like, how were you able to separate the two? Like, if you had such religious trauma,
mm-hmm.
how were you able to still maintain a relationship with God? And she said that there was two things that really stuck out to her.
Mm-hmm.
One was that her parents taught her listening prayer.
Yeah.
Which is where you actually, like, sit and listen for God to respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
So she was able to hear his voice at a young age. And the other was they taught her how to study the Word of God, like with concordances and original Greek and, you know,
mm-hmm.
like how to actually dig in and find out what the scripture is actually trying to say.
Yeah.
And she said that was how she realized that what those people were doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that while they were tearing her down, God was healing her.
Yeah.
And so she never abandoned her faith because of those core things that were plugged in at a young age.
And that was one thing that Addie talked about, because since she's gotten home, she's been very into just reading all the different stories in the Bible or mm-hmm. like, how do you study the Bible? And she started like asking important verses for us, and she'll go read them, and then she'll like write little notes beside them and stuff. But she was saying, and at the counselor's meeting, they were talking about how when the girls would ask a question, that was their first step, was get the Bible, and they would write the question down, and anything that they just knew off the top of their head, they would write that first down. And then they would take those note cards, and if they didn't know something, they were going to look into it and find true Bible verses to then give back to that kid so that they could see, this is what God says about your problem. Like, you're not the only one going through it. It's in the Bible.
That's awesome.
So they really are pouring into those. And even some now, like, they all got together and discussed a couple of them and, you know, pulled all of their knowledge to give these girls resources that they need to know.
Right. That's one thing I started doing with Kellen is, like, I give him a special Bible verse
mm-hmm.
because Kellen has a tendency to be like his mother. He has a lot of like fear, you know, and he overthinks things. Well, what if this happens? What if that, you know?
Yeah.
And so one verse that I picked out for him, and he's really great at memorizing stuff, is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. And so whenever he's feeling fearful, I'll be like, hey, buddy, what's your Bible verse say? You know, and we're able to apply it to real life situations. So he sees that, like, oh, I don't have to be afraid because God's going to watch out for me.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't mean I can't be careful and use wisdom.
Right.
But ultimately, like, God's got my back.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just tried to weave that into every conversation we can and apply it wherever we can, because, you know, they really, that kind of stuff, I think, really sticks with kids.
Yeah. I mean, and then knowing that they're surrounded with other people, like, yes, even if something is going on at home, then mm-hmm. they have this group that they know they can turn to or ask questions or talk to about the thorns mm-hmm. in their life. It doesn't yes. just have to be rose petals.
Right. So. I think it is very important to kind of, like, shepherd your kids in that way, because it's no secret that, like, everybody else is after them.
Yeah.
So if you're not pouring into them, somebody else is going to, and it may not be something that you approve of.
Right. Like, even as a parent, knowing, well, like we were talking earlier, there is a local hospital who has started jumping on with other states that are doing this, where at 12 years old, my child has permission to, like, cut me out of all of their medical things. Like, I would have to have permission to view my child's medical records. They can supposedly make decisions for themselves. Major decisions that will affect multiple aspects of their life. But, like, if they are all saying this, like, this is okay, this yeah. is what we're going to do now, then if it's just me saying, like, that's not right.
Yeah.
You know, but then my kid is hearing all of this other stuff from everybody else. So if I can surround myself with other adults who are like-minded, who are saying the same things, who are backing me up, who are right. talking about what is actually right and biblical, then my kid has so much more influence in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see, like, oh, that is wrong. That is messed up. Like, right. that's not how it's supposed to be. This is actually dangerous for me.
I know 12-year-olds who aren't even allowed to use a microwave.
Exactly.
Like, you can have a whole surgery by yourself if yeah. you want to.
At no. kids camp, the ages for our group are 6 to 12. Being at kids camp watching these kids.
Like, yeah.
And, I mean, let's just think very simply. If you take a 12-year-old into a doctor and they are extremely sick and now they have full medical rights to make all of their decisions, and you say, you need this medication in order to get better, I have to give it to you through a shot. What 12-year-old is going to be like, yes, please, that is yeah. what is best for me. Please give me a shot right now.
Right.
No, because they can't understand, like, this is actually good. Like, I'm not getting into the whole vaccine thing, whatever. But they can't get the full picture of what is good for them.
Right.
They just think, like, that doesn't sound fun. I don't like shots. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. They're going based off of their emotions rather than actually making decisions in their best interest. Yep. I know 18-year-olds who can't do that, okay?
But then, too, we're getting into, this is getting political, but all of the sex change and everything like that. Like, there are states that at 12, when you have no rights to their medical records anymore, they can go to a doctor or a hospital and say, I have made the decision to completely change my gender. I'm now asking you to do major surgeries on me that will forever change. And I'm going to take medications that are going to completely affect how my body functions.
Mm-hmm.
But we're letting 12-year-olds do that. And then, as a parent, you're telling me that I can't say yes or no to that, but then I have to pay for it?
No.
Not.
Mm-mm.
Not happening.
Like, that's it, like, I was watching these videos of people who have detransitioned or decided that,
yeah,
you know, even if they still identify as that, they have said the surgeries were a mistake.
Yeah.
That the hormone changes were a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, their voices are being silenced and people are telling them, oh, you're brainwashed, you know? And yeah. it's like, they are saying, hey, this messed me up. Mm-hmm. And they're still having people say, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it is 1,000% the enemy. This is not about, you know, whether you love people as they are or not. It's right. not even about that. It is about the enemy is after our kids, trying to mutilate them, trying to forever change their bodies, trying to cripple them with things that they will have to live with for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't step in, then that's how it's going to be for the generation that will one day lead this country.
Right.
Come on, people. Like, we got to step in here. We got to start raising up our kids in the way they should go.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching them that it's okay to be a child.
Yeah.
It's okay to not make decisions for yourself because you're a child.
Yeah.
It is okay to need your parents. And it is okay to need your parents for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I am a grown woman and there are days I still need my parents. Right. You know? Like, I just think we need to shepherd them.
Mm-hmm.
Severely. Like, really get plugged in and get serious about it because...
Yeah.
This country's going a whole other direction.
And that's why I was very impressed and genuinely appreciated these conversations that they were having. Because then mm-hmm. it was like, even if you're nervous about what my reaction will be, she got to anonymously put in this question
yeah.
to her counselors that then are going to look to the Bible for the answer that she needs and give that to her.
Yeah.
I have no idea what question she asked.
Like, yeah.
And then they also got to, it was if you have a question for the week about God or whatever, or if you had something going on in your life that you really need us to pray for.
Yeah.
And every counselor in the girls' department, I'm honestly not sure if the boys got to do it this year, but I know they talked about it and kind of coming up with a plan like that for next year altogether. But, like, how important is that to her to know, like, all of these people are here for me to ask hard questions?
Yeah.
Or even if my mom says, like, that's not how it's supposed to be. Like, your doctor should not be telling you that. People yeah. should, whatever. Then they can go to them and ask. So to mm-hmm. give them the opportunity to be surrounded by people who are going to pour into them and support them and answer hard questions and all that is so important.
Well, and I think, too, that is really important because... There are kids camps out there where they go and they sing songs about Jesus, but they're not being poured into like yeah. that. And so the fact that this camp did like really prioritize that, I think is extremely important.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit more about like what camp it was and all of that?
Well, we were with Relate Church in Byram, and it was... I mean, we do it every year, and we went to 6 Mile Camp in Crystal Springs, and the way they just had the facility that mm-hmm. we used, but they walk that facility, they pray over the cabins, they pray over the chapel before anybody ever even walks on their ground.
Yeah.
And then they fully support the churches that come there and encourage them to take the lead and do what they feel like they're supposed to do for their kids.
Yeah.
Like, it was really
and y'all
cool.
even had a bad storm blow through and knock the power out for a little bit. And, like, everybody yeah. rallied.
So these kids, too, like, the power went out during the first night. And then by the time it was, like, time to go to your cabin and go to sleep, the cabins had generators to just have air. But nowhere else at camp had air.
Yeah.
But the kids, like, everybody just rallied and, you know, come up with new games and have different like quiet times with your kids and yeah. you know, do different activities and to watch like all the helpers just do what needed to be done to let the kids have an amazing camp was really fun.
Yeah. I didn't get to go because I had Fiona, but well, and Kellen, he'll get to go next year, but yeah. Josh was there. And just from what I've heard, like that to me sounds like what community should be.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, literally is a little tiny village of
yeah.
everybody play a part, everybody do your job, everybody help each other out, everybody yeah. pour into these kids.
Because when we weren't cooking, we would, like, take snacks out, but then we just got to hang out with the counselors or the kids, or if somebody needs something, we run grab it. When they came into the kitchen to eat, like, if something needed, like if we needed help serving something, counselors and activity directors and chapel members jumped in and did it. Like,
yeah.
Everybody goes to chapel. Everybody participates.
So, it wasn't like you were just serving food, see you later. Y'all were actually plugging in with the kids.
Yeah, everybody plugs in with the kids and does what need to be, like does what needs to happen.
Yeah, I love that.
It was fun. And that definitely impacted them. Like, right. The drama completely rocked Charlie's world with people going back in time and bringing Babel characters. He was like, oh my gosh, we got to get them back. They don't belong here. But then hearing the deep conversations that they were also having and the things that they really picked up out of it.
Right.
So, it's awesome. Good. And then even, like, if I, as a parent, don't know the answers to these questions,
mm-hmm.
like, all of these people that are plugged in into your church and your children's ministry are there to help you too.
Yeah.
So if your kid is asking you a question and you don't know, approach your children's minister and say, hey, this is what we've been talking about lately. Can you talk to us about it a little bit? And
right.
I'm sure they will be happy to teach both of you so right. that you're able to help your kids.
Well, like I've said, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law too, they are the type who they're teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, they both are.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bridget's literally a teacher, but also like they minister to people and they disciple people and they answer the hard questions for anybody that has them. And they always have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just having them as the head, like overseeing all of this, you know that the counselors are getting poured into.
Yeah.
And you know that the counselors are then pouring into the kids and that both the counselors and the kids are getting poured into by mm-hmm. everybody. I mean,
and getting to see the behind the scenes, like there's so many meetings before where everybody talks about the expectations and how to handle things. And they're praying over situations and praying for your kids that are coming
mm-hmm.
and then being there, like the chapel team before they go, they're praying that they are just whatever God needs them to be at the time. And that is what is coming out of them. And they're praying for the kids that they are receptive and over weather. Like everybody was up at 4 a.m. that first night praying for safety and over your kids that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing the behind the scenes of that and actually getting to know the people that are teaching your kids is really cool.
Yeah. So we want to encourage you that if you're not able to get to a kids camp, at least get your kids plugged in somewhere. Get yourself plugged in somewhere where you do have this community where even if you don't agree on stuff, you mm-hmm. can talk it out.
Yeah.
You can learn from each other and you can all collectively give your kids just like a hedge of protection from the world because
mm-hmm.
they need that.
Yeah. And then even if like you're kind of unsure about the whole church thing, like some of my kids' best friends are at church. So even if there's a Sunday or a Wednesday night or whatever comes up where mm-hmm. we are like, it would be so nice just to sleep in
yes.
and have an extra day of the weekend. Then our kids are like, we got to go to church. I got to see so-and-so. And even if they mm-hmm. just like walk in the building just to hang out with their best friends.
Yes.
They're still going to hear about Jesus and hear the word and sing the songs and do the dances and get plugged in. And they walk out of there telling me those stories, not just what so-and-so was talking about. Like they walk out of there talking about Jesus and what they have learned.
Right.
So
Kellen spends 6 days a week looking forward to church day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really does.
Yeah.
And like you said, it keeps us going too. Cause it's like, we gotta go cause the kids are going to not be happy if we don't, you know?
Exactly.
And so it kind of gives you that extra motivation to stay plugged in
mm-hmm.
and to, if you're doing it for no other reason.
Yeah.
Just knowing that your kids are getting what they need is so important. The whole purpose of this podcast is so that people will feel less alone in their struggles by the topics we're covering. And so if you know someone who could be helped by this episode, feel free to share it with them just so that they feel like they're seen.
And if you have any comments or questions or even topics that you want us to discuss, feel free to share those with us too at Tower Talks Podcast on Facebook or Instagram.